Me being on time, my wife not being on time.
Actually.
Are you ready?
Wolfley's old house.
Yeah.
They have a couple there. I talked to them, they were on the back.
Okay, we are going to call to order our.
If you see it, let me know.
April 30th, 2019, meeting of the Moapa Town Advisory Board.
The old Wolfley house.
It'd be impossible for Amelia to understand those minutes from two conversations going.
Okay.
You guys go ahead.
We'll talk later.
All right, we are going to call to order our meeting of April 30th, 2019, Moapa Town Advisory Board. Let's see. Where's Matt Wolfley?
He's out in the hall, chit-chatting.
Matt, we need you. I have a job for you.
Okay.
Can you give us our invocation, please?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Our founder, your father, having come for this time, we give thanks and blessings for our opportunity we have to meet here as friends and community and be able to discuss agendas and things that take place in our valley. We're grateful for all that God blessed us with and the beautiful valley that we live in. We're thankful for our board members that watch over our valley and keep us on the narrow. We're grateful for all of that. It's the best prayer that we've ever had.
Thanks, Matt. All right, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Lynn Wren.
Jamie Shakespeare.
John Ray.
Bob Wiley.
Janice Redondo with Commissioner for Patrick Service.
Is that it?
Looks like.
Okay. We have a public comment period. We also have one at the end of our meeting. Does anyone have any public comments at this time? Okay, approval of February 26, 2019 minutes.
I'll make the motion to approve it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Was everyone here for that meeting?
Let's see. Yes. Approval of agenda for this evening, April 30th, 2019. We can hold, combine, or delete any items. Okay, we have a motion to accept the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Informational items.
So you had a sign replaced, and Amelia has another request in to NDOT for a second sign. Are there any that we missed?
The sign looks great.
What's that?
The sign looks great. Is that what you said?
It looks great, you said?
Yeah,
they
got
thanks.
It done. The next day I saw Terry heading up there.
Okay.
I looked it over, and then within a week or so, it was replaced.
Yeah, it's the sign guys are in Vegas. They got to make it.
Yeah, they had to make it.
And they got to bring it out.
I know. Okay. I worked with it with the department for 27 years.
So there's one more sign to come? Or is that one, has that one been replaced?
We decided that one was, we were abandoning that road. So
oh, okay.
It's the road to the old post office.
Okay.
So we couldn't go anywhere now, and there's nobody down there, so there was no need to redo it.
All right. That's it?
Planning and zoning. items. AR19400040, Holt Family Trust and Holt Jackie D. Jr. and Valerie Naquin trustees. A use permit for review.
Yep.
All right.
That's us. Bonnie McGrow, we're just asking to renew the use permit. It was 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. So what we're really asking is that instead of going for another 2 years, we'd like it extended for 5 years so that we don't have to come back. Nothing has changed. Everything is exactly the same as it was. There's still three monkeys. They're still housed in the same location. There's been no animal control complaints. No nothing. So we would like to have the use permit granted for at least 5 years.
Being the next door neighbor, I have absolutely no problem with it.
Thank you. And being another one of your next door neighbors, I don't have a problem with that either. Did I see that county staff recommended, like, just to do it, like, with no time limit? Current planning recommends remove the time limit altogether.
Sweet. That's what we would like to do.
So can we just do that?
Can we do that, Janice?
You can. Often a use permit, you put a review on it to make sure there aren't any issues. If there aren't any issues within 2 years, you can be pretty much safe that there's no need for further reviews. At any time, if something were to happen, you can always do a revocation. You know, there's other avenues to go forward, but to have to fill out an application and pay for the notification with the town board. If neighbors are fine with it, then that's your decision. Remove the time. Just.
Well, how do you feel, board members? I don't have a problem removing the time limit.
You guys are the neighbors. I live 8 miles away, so I go along with what you thoughts are. So, yeah, I'm fine with it.
All right. Then I'll make a motion.
Just open for public comment.
Anyone have a comment?
I agree with the board. Should be indefinite.
Okay, then I'll make a motion to remove the time limit for your use request.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, number two is AR19400041, Lewis Family Trust, Survivor Trust, and Lewis Patricia Trustee Use Permits, first application for review. For a gravel pit, permanent batch plant, reduce the separation from a gravel pit and batch plant to residential uses. Okay, Aaron, you're up.
Aaron Lewis, I'm representing the Lewis Family Trust. We're here to basically file an extension of final use permit for the gravel pit. Batch plant probably won't ever come about again. We got the permit since 1999, so it's been 20 years. Every 10 years they want to renew. I mean, I'm asking for 15 years, and maybe it's a use permit we can get in there like they just did.
Well, it would have to be, it would.
Now, which parcel is
recommended by the county?
Referring to is it the one on the road, on the other side of the railroad tracks?
It includes part of the north side of the railroad tracks, but the majority of it's on the south side of the railroad tracks. There's five different parcels that are tied
to it. You want to have some of it changed to residential?
No.
Or just?
I don't know why that's in there.
Okay.
But I haven't changed any. I mean, we didn't change anything on the use permit at all. That's the original use permit.
Yeah, that really confused me because I couldn't see where you wanted residential.
No,
and it said in the thing. And so.
No, I don't know why it's in there. We didn't change anything. I didn't file an extension.
Okay, that's what the plan is. I have no problem with that.
The county makes some recommendations. Current planning recommends 10 years to review as a public hearing. Does that mean that they would be back here in 10 years for another review? So that would give you 10 years.
I asked for 15, and I don't know if that's out of line or not. I was here 10 years ago, so I've been back in 10 years and applying to that.
We like to see you every now and then.
So like I might come out here.
No, we can have you back in 5 years.
Planning's also recommending or has advised the applicant that the site restoration plan will be required by the state of Nevada regulations when use is completed. Civil engineering recommends apply and have approved an amendment to the master transportation element to remove the unnamed section line road and an unnamed off alignment road. Do you know,
I don't know what those are?
Coordinate the dedication and construction of an alternative frontage road along I-15 with Clark County Public Works, Nevada Department of Transportation, and the owners of parcels ending 014 and 002.
We dealt with that last time when they made us put a stop sign there by the railroad.
Okay. Repair and improve Dude Road with the repairs and improvements to be approved by the Nevada Department of Transportation. Update the drainage study to include additional parcels and applicant to continue to maintain paved legal access. Applicant's justification. The applicant is requesting extension of time of 15 years on their use permit.
I don't see why they can't do 15 years.
I don't either. Janet?
That's completely at the board's call. I think the thought process is probably in 10 years. Residential isn't that far away if homes were to come in.
So,
it's
10 years, 15 years.
Well, if they wanted to change it, they can change it at any time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the planning can come in and just pull everything if they find something that's...
Or if they decided to change the purpose of the land, then they could ask for a zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Even if this is still within the 10 years.
Right.
So I have no problem extending it.
For how long? 10 years? 15 years?
The 15.
Planning recommends 10.
Can we
and
go
they're
more
ask,
than 10 years?
Yeah, they're asking for 15.
If they want to go 10, 20 years, I'm okay with that.
Well, I wouldn't give him more than he asked for. But
oh, he asked for 15?
15.
For a lifetime. But you're only
monkeys are a little different than a bachelor.
Yeah.
Whatever they're asking for.
Do you have a motion? We need a motion.
I'll motion to extend it to 15 years.
Okay. All in favor?
Yeah.
Okay.
15 Madam
years
Chair,
yes.
I did it again. I didn't stop you. Did you ask for public comment?
Oh, public comment? I forget.
Is there any?
No, we're here with Indiana.
Okay.
Laura? That way they don't see a gravel pit there in the Mudmore Mountains.
Yeah, no,
it's there.
No.
Yeah, that way we don't get 20 houses on 10 acres.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the Geneva plant that's right here on 168. No, nothing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is your deposition. It's what staff, that's the condition you're just reading. It's staff that's coming from the Board of County Commission on May 21st. And if it's on consent, you don't have to come over. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Clark County is asking us to consider proposed changes to the transportation element of the Clark County Comprehensive Master Plan and after conducting a public hearing, take appropriate action.
Okay, so Kevin Smedley couldn't be here tonight, so I'm going to try and wing this on what he told me. They're really, really simple changes. You've got it on the back side, that second page, I think it is.
first change, there's an, I think, maybe what you were just reading, Linda, unnamed east-west road north of Highway 168. It's in this 22 and 23 quadrant. They were currently scheduled to be 120 feet, but they're only requesting, they're requesting to reduce it to 100 feet in both directions. I can't imagine you'd have a problem with that.
Is there anybody out there?
No.
No, there's nothing out there. Like
no, that. Which is why then the next two changes, way back when, the Riverview project, there's a time limit on that, and so that's come and gone, and they're just removing the request for one runs along Hidden Valley, and then the other was at Lewis Ranch, just kind of ran up through this quadrant 24. They're just removing them both. Now, if someone were to come back in whatever amount of time and want to do another development, there are plans for this, but it's not going to be part of the transportation element. It's updated every so often. It's being updated right now, and those are being dropped.
That first section, is that private land or is that BLM, the first one that you talked about?
Up here?
Yeah.
These...
Is that even
all of this is BLM. I don't have my laptop with me, so I can't answer that question right now.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Staff...
I think that's mostly still BLM land.
It could be because all of this is, and that's your last one. All designated elements, remove all designations except for right-of-ways per NDOT to the south and west of Interstate 15 and Hidden Valley Road interchange. So, five changes, reducing this to 100 from 120. Delete, and everything. There's another. Is it on here? Well, that map, you can't even see that map.
Yeah.
Is it 43? So if you have a specific question about any one of them, and Bob, I'll get you the answer to who owns changes 22 and 23. These are, I don't know what the pink and green are. Obviously, these 40-acre parcels, that's all BLM land. So there's no private ownership to the south. This and this was part of Riverview, didn't happen, and it's being dropped from the elements.
And so that was on BLM also.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So the map's here if anybody wants to look. And I don't know, I see them as positives.
I'm all for deleting those Riverview things.
Okay.
Public comment.
Rolling right along. You need to make action on this, please.
Yes.
I'll propose that we accept what they're asking for.
For the trans.
To make the changes.
To make the changes as requested.
As noted. Yep. Thanks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. General business. Matt Wolfley requests Ranch Road and Tom Road be added to the list of roads to be considered for future paving for discussion and possible action. Okay, well, I went back to our, seems like our road paving comes up almost every summer.
Yep.
In our minutes from 2017 and 2018, we had a SIM in Warm Springs. Only because all the engineering's been done, all of the utilities have been moved, and it would have been paved
if it hadn't been for the flood in 2014. We had to move all that money over to take care of Henry Road, and we lost Henry Road. Plus, the county came up with, because I think I made some snarky comment about, why are we just paving to Isola? It's like, we really need it down below. That's like the worst part of the road. And they came up with money, so they paved it from end to end. Well, that, I don't know what our balance is, but it can't be much.
No.
After that. So we have to wait till we accumulate fuel tax money to pave. So I have no problem putting those roads on our list. But right now our list is Sim and Red Cloud and Barlow. So I have no problem adding roads, because you never know. We could get, old land. Money could come from somewhere.
Yeah,
so
we're starting again, for sure.
Yeah. So I have no problem adding those roads to our list.
I have a question.
Yes.
The only one that really needs to be added is Ranch, because the right of way on Tom has been vacated. So Tom really doesn't need the attention. That portion has been vacated from Henry Road up Ranch to Tommy, the portion.
So we're looking at adding Ranch, then
Ranch
Road.
Do we don't have what right of way the county has there?
I don't know. I have to look on one of the maps there, but I don't know. I think it's a 6 feet boat, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay. If it belongs to the county, I have no problem putting it on there. But if we have to run into problems like we did with Henry Road, and we don't actually own it, then.
Well, I imagine there's going to be. It needs to be engineered by the county, and we won't know till they pull everything and look at everything and know what's been deeded to the county, so they can pave and. There's a lot that goes just into the engineering, but I don't have any problem adding Ranch to our.
Okay, so let me catch up here, because I have an awful lot going on right now. Didn't this come from the school bus not going down
the
road?
Well, that was the original complaint, and it's still. The school bus won't even go down the road as it is right now. They won't. Pick up anybody on that road. The kids have to walk down Ranch Road, walk down Tom Road, walk down Ranch Road, walk down Henry Road, walk up McKnight Road, because they won't pick them up on the corner of McKnight and Henry to the bus stop.
Did they ever drive down your road?
Actually, they did. When Adam Lewis lived there, the bus would come right into the driveway, pick the kids up, and go out. And they don't do that anymore. And they told us that the road is rough and there's not a spot to turn around where they can't stay on the pavement. And I said, I'll make sure there's a spot in the driveway like there has been in the past.
Right.
They refused to do it. Now, I know that I don't think that there's a rule that says they have to be turning around on pavement. They could be doing it everywhere else in the valley.
Well, they're turning around at the end of Isola on dirt.
Exactly. And that was one of the complaints.
So four times a day they're going down there and turning around on dirt.
The kids are walking, but
not making a scene. This to pave this road, your grandkids are going to be graduated.
Well, it's making a scene, I guess, with the school and the bus driver. That's not the place to make a scene.
This is not the place to try to get into a conversation with CCSD. I don't understand. If they're doing it right down the street, why won't they go down his road? I have zero.
Isola's wide enough for a bus. You're talking about a road that was a self-paved, and it's really, really, it is really, really narrow. So I don't know why.
They can turn around in the driveway if they would.
It's a private drive, so I understand.
Yeah, and it is a private drive once they make the corner there on top. But the reasoning behind that is
now, if it's paved,
It's a self-pave. It was a resident that put down.
No. If and when it's paved, yes. How does that change? It's going to have a cul-de-sac at the end? I mean, how is the bus, what's different for the bus if the road is paved in regard to a turnaround?
I would think the road would be wider, first of all.
And they would do what, a three-point turn?
Well, that's what they do on Henry and Isola.
Yeah. A three-point turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bus. Every day.
Yep. Every day. Four times a day.
Actually, four times a day.
And they won't run yours because it's rough.
The excuse they gave us was that they had to go on dirt to get to the kids. That was the excuse. And it came, and I guess it took a long time getting to that excuse. There was lots of excuses before that. But then the final excuse was... We can't take the bus and turn it around.
Janice, the only thing I can suggest, because remember we had the issue, they wanted to pull that bus stop down there. The board wrote a letter and pulled in all the information that we had, and we sent it to the school district, and they went, oh, you put it that way, all right, Can you get me all the information that you have, all the communication that you've had with the school district on the issues of the road, and we'll sort this out.
Is it on the phone, or do you have that
verbal? No, it's all been verbal.
It's what?
It's all been just verbal.
We need something.
We can have the conversation again. You know what I'm saying? We can have that conversation again with them, and then they can send us an email.
And Amelia has been working with the school district, I thought, because she wanted to try to get somebody here tonight, but for whatever reason, it's nearly impossible.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't come last time either with the bus stop. But can you get? We need something in writing from them, not just different excuses every time you call. So, my suggestion is send the transportation people, the school district, a letter, lay it all out, and force them to write to correspond with you, so we get all of these details of why they don't want to use that road.
And we'll go
from there.
Look at what. Additionally, put it on the paving list, and you can add that to your letter to the transportation folks that, in an effort to help with this. But in the meantime, if they've been doing it, for whatever reason, somebody decided to stop. And how much time are we talking it's going to add to the 4 minutes,
off.
5 minutes, yeah. Okay, so.
Janice?
Yes?
Just throwing something out there. If somebody decided to run this through development services, could it be funded another way? Rather than wait for it to come up on the...
I'll only say no to you because how do we do it just on this road? What, then we open up, well, you don't really have to go through the paving list or the fuel tax. Who's development services?
That's where the developer goes in, develops the streets and infrastructure, then turns it over to the county for maintenance.
So do we have a developer that's going to...
Are you willing to pave your road?
Well, I mean, if we came up with funding from somewhere.
Well, of course.
If the community held a fundraiser to pave the road or whatever.
And it just has to be to county standards.
Yeah, that's what development services does.
Yes.
It's Jonathan Coombs. Division. It's right there across the right there behind the where they give the marriage licenses and stuff on the first floor.
Okay.
That's where their offices are. Okay. And that's what they do is they just develop projects to the county standards and then turn it over to the county for maintenance.
This is kind of a child safety issue. So kind of priority-wise.
I think CCSD will disagree with you because they have a list of names of children that walk upwards of a mile and in some cases over a mile. We have kids in some of the rural places.
In Las Vegas, it's 2 miles. It's 2 miles.
Which sidewalk curb and gutter?
Out here.
No. In Las Vegas, there are places everywhere where these
things. Okay, and out here. We also have the situation where Mona just said, they turn around on the dirt road or the dirt driveway there at Gary Levitt and Gary and Diane Levitt every day. Right, and that's
not paved.
Your letter.
So that whole, it has to stay on pavement thing out here.
Right.
They're wrong. And we need to focus on the child safety.
But rather than getting all these different answers from all these different people, excuses that you're getting, write them a letter to their transportation department, explain the situation, and let's see what they send back, and we'll go from there.
And
then we'll okay. then we'll go from there.
Bob, if you know of someone who will pave their road, please well, put
no,
him in touch
I just
with them.
Know that I worked for them for 7 years. And I worked with Matt there several times on different projects where the developers built the roads.
Yeah, but
and
that's a developer.
Yeah, that's but anybody who wants...
If you can find a developer.
Well,
yeah.
No, if Matt can call himself as the developer, and if somebody, if he wants to fund it, or if he found some funding from somewhere, or if the community decided to pitch him whatever, not county money... Then he can submit the plans
Absolutely.
To Development Services for review, and then build it themselves, and then turn it over to the county for maintenance.
Yep.
And just an option. I know you don't have that back pocket right now, but
yeah, but he's got connections.
Well, no, they could definitely arrange to have it, but I'm not asking him to pay for it himself. I'm just seeing if you know if we found another way to do it. Then you know if we found a business is coming into the town or something like that, we could say we'd like you to kick in some money for development of infrastructure aside from your, you know, it's, we could maybe do that if we found other funding other than the county.
And cost it out for us. Cost it out, like how much it would cost.
Well, it would almost be impossible to cost it out until
that would be
the engineering.
From the county.
It would be nearly $1 million to do that piece of just to pave without sidewalks or anything like that, just the grading and paving.
Ballpark figure.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be, I guess it would depend on what the county wanted you to do to it. I mean, if
well,
it was to remove or replace with the gravel section.
Yeah, if you look at that, so the Geotech report on that, I'm sure would say you want to go down 3 feet.
Even if you need 12 inches of gravel, you can build and pave that street. But if it's 3 foot of X,
that, I just put that in the ballpark. It's more than any one person is going to throw in there to give access to their house.
All right. So get us something in writing from the school district of what why the bus can't do what you need the bus to do, and we'll go. And our board will go from there. I would make a motion that we add Ranch Road to our paving list.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Amelia will do that for the recording.
Okay.
That it will. It'll be up for you, I think, in the next couple of months.
All right, we're back to our comments from the general public. Do we have any comments?
Your cards are in. Those are your business cards.
Oh.
If you just want to take a few. And I delivered your shirts. And I have Tim's, but I don't know where he is.
Tim, do you have a pocket knife? Pass it down. Of course they do that. Okay. Janice?
Yeah.
You have anything more for us?
Nope.
I'm good. All right. Our next meeting date is May 14th, 2019. Unless we have a zoning. And then we could have a special call. And, any more comments? Because I'm about ready to. What's that?
May 14th.
May 14th.
Bob won't be able to be.
What's that?
You can't be here May 14th. The senior's going to set an in-painting, and we're going to be there to get pictures.
We won't be here.
He's a senior. It's my last year, and he's a senior.
I'm so excited. All right, we will call.
call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.